Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How are you doing, dude?
I'm okay.
Just okay, huh?
Just getting over a loss.
What loss, man? Someone died in your family or something horrible like that?
It's close.
Really? What was it?
For 44 hours straight, I tried to accomplish the Ascendant Challenge.
44 hours.
On Destiny 2.
My ass.
And wasted all of my friends' time.
We tried it for like maybe 40 minutes.
Felt like 44 hours.
Yeah, there's this thing on Destiny 2 called Ascendant Challenge where you have to take some Queen's Tincture. It basically makes you trip. Then you find a portal. Then you have to do a bunch of platform jumping. And then you fight a boss at the end. Tony had done it with us the first time through. I think I died once. You didn't die at all. And then he got this thing that he needed from the bounty person that unlocked the bounties, and then he had to do it again, so we went back, and for the next 40, maybe an hour, we tried that, and then he took some vitamin D and some Tylenol and went to bed angry, mad, and depressed.
I made it there. I made it on round two.
Oh, yeah, you made it to the
alone.
Thing. Yeah, and then you fell off, someone shoot you off or something?
Well, the boss was just, and all of his minions were just like, you know, punching me in the pee hole.
Punching you right in the pee hole.
And I was like, where's my team? And you guys were both like, we fell.
Yeah, and also Bob and I were like, well, we don't need this. He just needs to complete it. And then you fell off and you're like, all right, goodbye.
Yeah, I was like, well, if I don't have my friends with me, like.
Oh, so it's our fault.
It's kind of like a team effort.
So you're recovering from your loss of the Ascendant Challenge. Are you done with Destiny forever now?
Probably for like at least like 42 years.
42 years, huh?
And I downloaded that game Steep, so I'm probably going to be snowboarding a lot.
Right on. That's fun.
But you guys can snowboard with me.
Yeah, I haven't grabbed Steep yet. Bob said that his finished downloading last night. You said it was like SSX, but yeah, I imagined it's fun.
Yeah, it's just new SSX.
I don't know if, like, it's weird. Like, with a game like Destiny or a game like what we were talking last night, Anthem, where it's going to be just a grindy game, It's hard to play anything else.
It is.
Because Destiny 2, I mean, like, there's shit to do all week long, pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's always shit to do in the game. Like, you always further along. Until they stop dropping content, I don't know, like, when I'm going to get around to, like, NHL or Spider-Man or anything like that.
In August.
August is when they stop, but then the new one will probably come out in fucking, like...
Six months after that, probably.
You think? Because I guess, like, it's already
2020.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not going to be like January 2020.
I love how we're planning our futures.
Of Destiny 3.
Goddamn.
And I read on for Destiny 3, it's like, it's for like hardcore gamers. Like, it's not like the, you get on like once a week and do the weeklies and then fuck off. Like, it's like you like go and go and go.
What do they mean? They already have people fucking lashed on for 1,000 hours in their current game.
Yeah.
What more do they want?
I'm not sure. I think people were...
Well, they want Dark Souls mixed with this? Demon Souls or whatever?
I think what they're going for is that, like, since the weeklies only last a certain point, and a lot of people just get on for that, and they're done with it, then they won't get back on until the next weekly.
They bitch because they're only on 5 hours a week?
I guess so. So they're like, well, if you want to play this, like, which I think kind of curbs the audience, you should make it a little bit more, like, easy. Like, how you were talking about, there's these things... This is... No one gives a fuck about this, but...
You're driving this car.
I am. right off the cliff to a fucking territory where people don't give a fuck. Anyways, I think that like the reward for gameplay, they need to give more reward for gameplay. Because you should play like a couple hours and make a decent amount of progress.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I'm not sure what it is. Like, I feel like I don't know. I felt like at the beginning, Destiny rewarded you really well with it. And even now, I feel like they still do, but for some reason you're just like, another blue shit, another blue shit, another blue shit.
You guys are like, dude, this is going to get you something sick, and it's like 8 points above helmet. I'm like, okay, that went up 1 point.
Yeah.
Six, you know, fucking 570 to 571, and it took us 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Sick.
Because like, when you're saying that like you're not getting anything, I mean, like, I'm still getting like 650 gear, like, so it's like matching me. That's a if it drops at your power level when you're max, that would be something that would have been more powerful than you.
Yeah.
And I got like probably like 10 of those while we were playing last night.
Mm-mm.
It's weird.
It is weird. And I don't know if it's like because like
me and Bob are just killing it too hard.
Yeah, you guys are just better at it.
Well, maybe we're just doing more bounties quicker because we've been playing the game more, so we just get more of the perks and shit.
Maybe it's like you're like landing cooler blows.
We blow pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
2019 will have the most superhero movies ever released, Tony. Crazy, right? Of course it would. Hellboy, Glass.
And 2020 will be, you know, it'll eclipse 2019 and its superhero fandom.
Well, think about it. Like, I really wish they'd make more movies like Kick-Ass and Kingsman, like that sort of like from the Marv universe. Like those kind of like off-kilter comic book movies instead of like here's the main Marvel dudes and the main DC dudes, you know?
Well, hopefully
that's what I'm
stoked
start
for, get their funding.
I'm stoked for like Glass. Like that's awesome.
That's so dope.
And Walking Dead's making like 3 movies straight to AMC, I think.
Great.
I read that fucking article and it was like, what's his
Leave
name?
Leave him on
something
AMC.
Lincoln.
Yeah. The main guy.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln.
Grimes. Old Abe.
It was like, Lincoln's leaving Walking Dead to pursue movie career. Click the article. It's like 3 Walking Dead movies. I'm like, is he really leaving The Walking Dead then?
Yeah. What did Rick do in his coma?
Okay. 2019 will be the best year for Star Wars. Why do you think that, Tony?
I don't know. There's nothing coming out. Or what, one movie?
Star Wars 9 ends the Skywalker saga.
And?
So that'll be the best.
It better be 2 because... You gotta have 2 if it's gonna be the best year for Star Wars.
Well, I believe the Disney app dropped.
Last Jedi wasn't the best for Star Wars.
Right, and Solo was not either.
No.
Maybe
because you're getting their content in one place with the Disney app?
No, they're making that show...
Rebels or Renegade or
no,
something?
No, Marauders.
Marauder?
Marauders?
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 Are you talking about people that maraud?
Isn't that what
Rebels?
Isn't that what the bounty hunters are?
Yeah, Mandalorians.
Mandalorians. They're doing a show called... Yeah, my bad. I was thinking Marauders, Matt, for some reason.
I guess a bounty hunter could be a marauder.
But Mandalorians, they're making that a TV show.
Oh, yeah, and
Jon Favreau is the showrunner.
They cast... I don't know the actor's name, but he plays the Red Viper.
Okay.
Who fights the Mountain.
Yeah.
He's like, you killed her, you murdered her. Like, that dude is going to play...
You know that's a dude from Narcos?
Boba. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, he's going to be Boba.
And he was also in a movie I just watched, and I can't remember what the fuck it was.
He's blowing up.
Equalizer 2? Yeah, he was in Equalizer 2.
Oh, yeah, I got to see that. Is it worth seeing?
We'll find out this week's episode, Tony.
This is a real page turner. Oh, speaking of page turners.
Oh, please.
Not
a
movie. Yeah.
You had a lot of free time.
Well, yes. Smart ass, dickhead, idiot. Smell like fucking dirty pizza ass.
How dare you? These are clean clothes.
It doesn't help.
It does. I washed them on hot.
Okay, fuck. Washed them on hot. Well, are you sure that's safe? Because I know you've put on a few LBs.
I know, man. I fucking like, oh, man, these are tight.
Josie, did you shrink these? No. Just fat. Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
The Invisibles.
Oh, how was it?
I didn't read it all. It's like 200 fucking pages, but it's a trade, so it's like big, and it's like, fucking inch and a half thick.
How many issues does it take?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't show a list at the front because it's Grant Morrison. It's just a bunch of weird pictures.
Well,
of
usually
shit.
On the back it says collecting issues like 1 through 12.
Imagine it'd probably be like at least fucking 36.
No way.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's 200 pages?
200 or 300, yeah.
If it's 200, a comic book's 22 pages long.
Well, think about this. It's like an inch and a half thick and it's big format.
Yeah.
Not comic size.
Oh, weird.
Like it's like a bigger.
I need to see this.
It's cool looking.
That is
and
cool.
And it's fucking cool. It's
Grant Morrison's the shit.
He wrote himself into it as a character.
He's like one of my favorite people to read. He's just so fucking inventive and imaginative, and his worlds are so rich and stuff like that. And he really takes, even when characters that are already established, he finds a way to make them really fun to read.
Yeah. Someone was talking about like Grant Morrison, Neil Gaiman, and Alan Moore, and they were like, you know, if you really want to just take some LSD, you go hang out with Grant Morrison. If you want to get like some fucking like good arc for characters, you go with some Alan Moore. Like they kind of explained like
Alan Moore, these
really classic writers.
He wrote on Swamp Thing, and when him and his girlfriend fuck, like they eat like these fruits from Swamp Thing, they trip together.
Oh.
And then Swamp Thing goes to hell to save her and shit like that. It's dope. And there's also a comic where he shows up in Gotham City. Because they have Abby Arcane, that's her name. They have her, and they say that she is like fucking a plant, so she can't do that. And Batman shows up and he's like, all right, well, how about we go over to Metropolis and get Lois Lane because she's having sex with an alien. You want to do that? And then Swamp Thing shows up and, like, fucking fights Batman and shit. It's dope, dude.
That is dope.
Alan Moore, yeah, he's a good writer. Let's see what else.
Okay. Other news. That's all my news.
Oh, okay. We had a question from our boy Robots Will Kill. Die Hard, Christmas movie or no?
I think the studio told everyone it was a Christmas movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you
like
mean?
They, like sent out a press release before Christmas saying, like, hey, just so everyone knows, in our opinion, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Enjoy it. Buy it now.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, go buy Die Hard for your parents. Like,
because it's Christmas is a backdrop in it. Like, Gremlins feels like a straight-up Christmas movie to me. I mean, it takes place, so does Die Hard. It takes place on Christmas, right?
Yeah, like it is, he's coming home for Christmas.
Yeah, and she's at a Christmas party and shit like that. So it takes place in Christmas. It doesn't revolve around Christmas. I'd say, yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you have the backdrop of Christmas.
A lot of people like, shit on it now. They're like, oh, Die Hard's your favorite Christmas movie. Well, you're real original.
Is The Ice Harvest a Christmas movie?
It's
on Christmas Eve night.
Good, yeah.
So I guess you have to think about others.
Am I thinking, wait, was that with Elijah Wood?
No, John Cusack and fucking Oliver Platt. Like, John Cusack's trying to, like, run around with...
What's the one with Elijah Wood and it's, like, an ice storm? Is it The Ice Storm?
Elijah Wood and it's an ice storm. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's something about someone crashes on ice, slips on ice.
Oh, fuck.
Like, the roads are icy.
Yeah, but there's, like, an ice storm approaching or something like that. Dang. Anyways, go with your...
I know what you're talking about.
Go with your... whatever you were just talking about.
Oh, The Ice Harvest.
Yes.
It's another movie that just is... at Christmas, like, they interrupt a Christmas meal because Oliver Platt's fucking wasted, and, like, dude, he's such a fucking good drunk in that whole movie, and like, John Cusack talks about wanting to, like, for Christmas, I'd love to just get this money from this mob boss and get the fuck out of this town, like, shit like that, but it's a movie about a mob boss being robbed by his lawyer.
Oh.
Just like Die Hard is a movie about a terrorist taking over a building to get money. It just right. So happens that, like, they coincide at the holiday for reasons. Same thing with fucking what we'll talk about today.
The Ice Storm.
It's called The Ice Storm with Elijah Wood.
Yep, Mikey Carver.
Even Reindeer Games, like, we're going to review. Like, that's a backdrop of Christmas.
True, true.
But would you say, like, oh, it's in the Christmas catalog?
I don't know. Give Nightmare Before Christmas?
I think the spirit of Christmas is not in these movies. The season of Christmas is.
Okay. So you Jingle know? All the Way, that's spirit of Christmas.
Totally spirit of Christmas.
Gremlins.
Kind of thing. Is there any redemption in that film?
What, Gremlins?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, is any spirit of Christmas in that?
Well, he gets the gremlin as a gift. Mogwai.
Don't feed him after midnight. Oh, Misa stink.
Oh, jeez.
He's a Chinese guy, right? Gets from, like, a fucking Chinese pawn shop.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, we don't sell that. Well, he says it a lot more. Well, yeah, you'll handle that. Go
How?
Ahead.
How does he say it?
Oh, I mean, they'll sell that. We also saw a trailer for Pet Sematary. How do you feel about this remake? John Lithgow, too. I was stoked about it. He's playing, like, fucking, like... You move the headstones, but not the bodies. He's doing that
Pet
guy.
Pet Sematary is the one where the little girl gets ran over by a semi, right?
Boy, but yes.
Okay, same thing.
And they show a semi in the trailer, like they're right by a busy road.
Yeah, flying by the road. So that happens probably. They bury the kid thinking it'll come back like the pets have been.
Yeah, I'm assuming they bury the cat first because I think that's how it goes.
And the cat's like, bring him here.
Yeah. Well, no, the cat comes back to life, and he's like, holy shit. Then his son dies, and he's like, oh my God, I should bury my son there.
Yeah.
And he comes back, and he has that fucking like little like... scalpel. Do you not remember Pet Sematary?
Very vaguely.
Or do you remember the one with Pet Sematary 2 with fucking Edward Furlong?
Well, no, I remember the truck.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
But I remember not caring about Pet Sematary as far as a film goes.
Okay.
This one, if they do it right, like it, like, then good.
When was the last time you saw Pet Sematary?
1 million years ago.
You should check it out again. It's pretty good. There's a lot of bad acting in it, but it's pretty cool. It's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, or are you biased?
Because
you love The King.
I do love The King. I've never read Pet Sematary, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't really be... And
you can't like Jacob's Ladder because you like Stephen King, though.
What do you mean?
Because it sucks ass.
See, like, I haven't seen Jacob's Ladder in so long, and we were supposed to, and we couldn't find it.
I thought we did eventually watch one of those tragic movies.
No,
was it like Lawnmower Man we've watched, and we were like, wow.
Lawnmower Man's bad.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't Jacob's Ladder because we tried to find that and couldn't.
Yeah, that was funny. Us, like, searching for it at video stores, and they're like, no.
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, someone checked that out and never brought it back.
Yeah, 2002. 2000, just in 2000.
Yeah,
they
you're
got
like,
it.
They probably threw it in the trash where it belongs. I was like, dang.
No, I mean, I can't really. The trailer was
pretty solid.
Eerie enough, yeah. Cool, yeah, the little like tap drum.
The kids, yeah, doesn't that remind you of The Hereditary?
Yeah. Which don't. Like the witch did that too.
I know. Well, that
yeah.
Hereditary wasn't the same as The Witch, My Bad.
No, it wasn't. We
yeah, found that out because we're dumb.
But same style of like this like creepy monotone like tapping.
Yeah, that one thing, yeah.
That kind of, yeah, and it gets quicker, but you don't notice. But at the end, you're like.
The Hereditary trailer is like the best thing ever.
Oh, God, they made it so perfect.
And they're the like, movie's so good.
They're like, these stupid morons think this is the film.
Yeah. It's oh man. All right, so that's about all the news. I
yeah,
had,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. What about in your personal life, dude? How's Norin been? How's your Destiny going? You
Destiny's
know?
Going great. It's maxed all... out. Black Armory going. Just fucking killing it. Playing a lot. Norin is fantastic. He's been doing well. I've been kind of slacking on the whole like, oh hey, he's been around in circles. Maybe he has to poop. Then he poops.
But New if you year, dug into a strike, bro.
No, that wasn't even it. Like, we were at, like, the tower or something, and I, like, look over, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Why is he spinning around and looking at his leash? And then he just crapped. I was like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot.
We're going to try to bell train Daisy.
How? What do you mean?
Like, Courtney's parent, like, mom's dog, Midnight, is bell trained, so there's a little bell.
Oh, so when she has to go out,
she
dings it.
Yeah, she just taps the bell.
Now, what I've noticed is that Norn, what he does now is, like, I keep his leash hanging above the gate in the basement, and he'll go up to his leash and jump and smell it, and I'm like, okay, he has to pee.
That's awesome. Daisy gives no fucking signs.
Well, then it's taking me a minute to figure out his signs, because, like, sometimes he doesn't do that. If he's around sniffing and shit like that, I'm like, he probably has to pee or poop, so I take him out. But, like, the dude pisses, like, every 2 hours now.
Honestly, I
don't know
feel
if it's like a little
I'm
dog.
Spoiling him.
I don't know.
Feel like I'm spoiling Daisy because I'm like, every hour she could take a tinkle.
But I'm not going to lie. I'd rather him go outside than fucking clean up piss from the carpet.
Because I have...
We have concrete floors in here. Yeah. Where does the motherfucker piss? On the carpet. Where does he take the shits? On the carpet.
Yeah.
It feels more like grass. 6x4. Yeah. 6x4.
We have the training pads just in case, which have been used. And it's like, okay, so we were both gone for 5 hours. She took a tinkle. Mm-hmm. But it's like...
I like that you called a tinkle.
A little tinkle.
What are you, fucking 90?
Well, I say, what are you taking a piss, you dumb bitch?
There you go, yeah.
And then I grab her by her little chihuahua throat.
And then rub it in it. Rub her face in it.
She goes, it's dry. What am I doing? What's happening?
Yeah, I did this 4 hours ago.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I noticed that you can't really, like, it's weird because you read articles and it's like, don't yell at the dog when it's pissing or shitting in the house because then it will.
Assume that the act of pissing.
The act, yeah, them doing that, not where. But yeah. The act of, and so, I don't know, since the day before New Year's Eve, haven't had an accident. We're going 2 days strong now, Tone.
That's powerful.
Yeah, this whole year, I'm trying to get no accidents in the house.
Well, I had a dookie accident.
You shit in the house?
Yeah, I make a little poopy sometimes.
Yeah.
I can make it
Daisy,
to the toilet.
Daisy, take a tinkle, I'll shit right here.
Good job. we're going to get a treat.
We're good boys and girls.
No, it was very strange. It's one of those things like... If I wake up and I take her out, she'll usually just go pee. Then I feed her. Then it's usually like logic dictates wait at least 15, 20 minutes for it to digest.
Sure.
Then take her out for a poop.
Yeah.
And that's how she's always is. Mm-hmm. But this day, today, she was just like, that was a good meal. I turned around to take a phone call. I'm on it for 4 minutes. I turn around. I'm like, where the fuck is Daisy? Is she upstairs? Oh, fuck. And she just dropped a turd and then laid in bed. I'm like, oh, are you a teenager? Just dropping your shit on the floor to fucking take another nap? Wake up. Wake up.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, uh-uh. Mm-mm. Because you're smart enough to know. Because she hid up there. She like, hid under the blanket. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow, where's Daisy?
So she knows she's being bad, but she's just doing it anyways.
And I was like, you didn't even plug it just to wait? I don't know if she was like, he's not paying attention. I'm like, dude, are you a diva? Like...
Yeah, I sometimes think that Norin does the same thing. Like, if I'm not paying enough attention to him, he'd be like, well, I'm going to piss right here because then you pay attention to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you'll
like,
notice
yes,
that.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and like, we're not violent pet owners, so they're not like, well, I'm not going to pee because I'll get my face blasted.
Yeah, the only time he gets spanked is when he bites because I'm really trying to get him out of that fucking habit because I was like, all right, dude, like your teething thing is over. Like, you have all your teeth now. They might mm-hmm. still hurt a little bit. I give him bones all the time, but like, he does this thing where he just bites your hands.
Just for funsies.
Yeah, like he's like playing, but he's biting hard. And so like that, like I'm like, I can't not. If I yell at you, you don't really understand. You just go
and
back
it's not
to
like
hand.
There's somewhere you should be biting hands.
Right.
So you have to like.
Well, there was the one time. Like, one time
outside
right.
You can bite my hand.
So like I was at the vet with him, and he was being real shitty and stuff like that. So I just started playing with him with my hand, and he started, like, gnawing and stuff. And ever since then, he's kind of been like, oh, this is, like, what we do for fun. I'm like, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm trying to break him of that, even though it was my own fault now. Well, he gets beat, no.
Dude, I mean, Cat Paul, like, I can't punish him for clawing into me with love.
Yeah.
But he claws into me with love.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, that's like a fucking natural thing for
them. Like
the dog biting is something that you're like, okay, we can train you not to do this. The fucking him going towards your like inner thigh with his claws, yeah, that's just gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
give him a little tss, or a little pat on the head or
I just like move him.
Yeah,
and then he's like, what happened?
Oh god, no, my warm spot's gone. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Equalizer 2, Tony. It was like Equalizer 1.
Was it?
But like without the cool Home Depot scene at the end, there's a hurricane happening, and that's where the final fight happens, like on a coastal like town, like with a hurricane.
Okay.
So that was kind of neat. Your boy from fucking Narcos is in it. He's good. The plot is like pretty straightforward. You kind of see what everything's coming, but it's all right. So the first Equalizer, he like saw a girl in a coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to go murder all the people that like are fucking with her because fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
This one's more like an espionage story. Like, oh, my boy's in the FBI, might be hitman. Spoilers.
Yeah.
That comes like 30 minutes into the movie, so fuck off. So like that's who he's battling. Like all these kind of like ex-Black Ops dudes. And that's why there's like sniper towers. It's neat. I would give it like a 7, 6, 7. It's not amazing. Like I remember I was renting it at the store and they were like, oh my God, Equalizer 2 is so good.
It's Denzel's first sequel.
And the same thing happened when I ran into the Happy Time Murders. They're like, oh, if you like silly funny, you're gonna love this. And I was like, I feel like the first 15 minutes will be good, and then it'll lose its like puppet luster, and I won't give a fuck about it.
Yep.
God, what'd you see?
I watched Bandersnatch.
What the fuck is that?
Bandersnatch is a standalone episode of Black Mirror.
Ah, yes.
And it's an interactive episode to where you make like 50 choices during the film on screen.
Right.
And then it plays out that scenario.
Right. So it's like, oh, do you enter the car? Do you not enter the car? And then you click one.
There's like, you know, millions of permutations, like ways you can go about it. But
what were those called? Like build your own stories or some shit? They used to have that. They'd be like,
yeah,
if you want to go into the closet, turn to page 120.
Yeah. And that's what he bases. So the premise is it's a kid who read a book called Bandersnatch about a choose your adventure book.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make a game out of it. So he makes a choose your adventure game in the 80s.
Oh, cool.
So on like a ROM.
That's awesome.
Kind of thing. Yeah. And so it's all about him trying to develop a game that emulates this book perfectly, but he's going insane as he does it. And he has this tight deadline.
Is this on Netflix?
Yeah.
What do you give the episode?
Oh, it's one of the most immersive, cool, like interactive, like smart, clever things. It's like a 9.75.
Wow.
It's really, really fun.
9.75.
Like, it's an hour and a half, no matter how you cut it. So you're not like, oh God, I'm in 5 hours deep on these decisions. Like it's still has a runtime and it still takes you to a conclusion.
Now, how do you feel about doing like rewatchability?
Like if I watched it again, I'd like to watch it with someone else and let them pick.
Okay, so you wouldn't do it again?
Probably not by myself unless I was showing it off.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Only because you get to go through a lot of your alternative choices.
Oh, while watching it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a
flashback to like getting in the car, and then it's like, do you want to get in the car? You can say yes again, and it might take you somewhere different, or you could say the opposite of what you did.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's either way, it's a blast to do.
I watched Home Alone on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's real cute.
Yeah.
You're real cute.
I worked, and then Josie was going to her parents' house, and so I came home, played a little Destiny.
Were you home alone?
I was. And, all right, so do you remember what he makes before he gets robbed?
What he makes?
What food?
No.
It's mac and cheese. No one knows this shit.
Yeah, why would
it's
I?
It's so weird. Well, I mean, like, I don't know why.
I remember a pizza. That's it.
That's at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want a new pizza, someone's going to go barf it up. And he talks about a Kraft frozen dinner when he's shopping. And then at home, before he gets robbed, he makes that dinner.
Yeah.
So I made Josie and I mac and cheese.
Okay.
Is that nice?
That's cute.
Yeah, and she was like, I ate so much food. Sorry. So I ate a whole box of mac and cheese that
good,
night.
Good.
While watching Home Alone. And shortly thereafter, passed out right before the good part of the movie. I remember the movie, though. So I've seen it a bunch. Yep. Still give it a 9.
My favorite character in that movie?
Kevin.
No, God. Friggin' snowplower. Snow pusher dude.
Oh, yeah. Old man something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah, old man Grizzly.
The old scarecrow.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I like him.
Joe Pesci is perfect. They're both perfect.
He is. He's like, you did it again, didn't you? Didn't you? You got that dumb smile on your face. And he was like, it's our calling card. What's his fucking name? It's the wet bandits.
Marv.
Marv. Yeah. Wait, no. Marv is the dude bushwhacked. Harry
and Marv.
Yeah, and he's like,
you got a sickness.
Yeah.
He's like, is something wrong with your head?
Yeah. Oh, God, Joe Pesci is so good.
Calling him like a retard.
I really wonder what happened, like, to him.
Well, I think I read somewhere that his departure from acting for the last, like, 15 years was just to, like, live a different type of life. Like, not like, he wasn't sick personally, but I don't know if someone in his family was either sick or he was like, I need to raise my fucking family.
Then again, I mean, like, you have all that money, and he doesn't strike me as a person that, like, oh, I live for the craft of acting. Like, it's kind of like,
I'll show up and be Joe Pesci.
I lucked out and had a successful career, and I don't need to do this anymore.
No, like, I'm solid.
Yeah, he definitely has the most money.
I think he's
but a lot.
Coming back to do The Irishman with Scorsese and De Niro, and, like, it looks like a stupid cast. Like, I think Leonardo DiCaprio's in it, too.
That's so sick. I can't wait for that. What else you see?
I also saw what the hell is that? Law Abiding Citizen with
Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler, yeah.
Yeah.
Not as bad as I hoped, like, feared it would be again, because it's rated R.
Yeah, I remember it being kind of like meh.
The ending sends it down to a 7.
Okay.
From probably an 8.5. Like, it's a pretty you know the tale. Like, dad's wronged by the courts and the murderers get off almost scot-free.
So it's a bad time to kill.
Yeah, but then you find out, like, beyond being an inventor and a tinkerer and, like, a builder, he was also, like, an operative. Like, he did black ops stuff for the government, so he knows also how to accurately kill and get away with stuff.
Right.
And launder money and
all that good shit.
So it makes him a very cunning, like, he tortures a dude to death for like 24 hours.
Jamie Foxx too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good way to burn an hour 40.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not a good way to burn an hour 40 was the Happy Time Murders.
You're like, it's a way.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you don't mean that.
Yeah. I don't know. I fell asleep during it.
Yeah.
Probably about like 20 to 30 minutes. And then I woke up for the end and I was like, okay, I understand everything that just happened. The comedy's not that great. There are really cool concept in it, and there's, like, funny, like, but it is, it reminded me a lot of Bright.
Yeah.
Like, a social commentary of racism due to, oh, like, that was orcs, this is puppets.
Yeah.
Like they're, like, well, skin used to be so much more blue. I can say blue, right? I'm allowed to say blue? Like, shit like that.
Yeah. Right on the nose.
Yeah, and it's not bad. It's not good, though, either. I give it, like, a 5.
Okay. Don't see it.
I mean, you can see it.
You can, because free cunch, but...
Yeah, but, well, no, I'm saying, like, I don't know if you should see it. It's not, like, a must-see, but, like, it's definitely, like, okay to watch.
Yeah.
You're not going to hate it, at least. There's some gems in there.
Yeah. I saw... I think it's Amazon.
Okay.
Electric Dreams.
Okay.
It's... what is it called? An anthology, 10 episodes, hour long each, of Philip K. Dick stories. So Minority Report, Total Recall,
yeah.
All that. But he's written like hundreds of short stories in his career too, and these are all like what is his name? Steve Buscemi's in an episode. Like, there's big names in every episode. Guy who plays Wong from Doctor Strange is in an episode.
Nice.
Yeah, he's an awesome actor.
Yeah, I was rewatching Infinity War last night, and that part where they're talking about like the cold cuts and stuff. And he's like, I got 200 rupees. And shit. Yeah. He's like,
I wouldn't say no to a tuna melt.
I love when Robert Downey Jr. is like, all right, Bruce, you want to take this one? And he's trying to get the Hulk out of him and stuff, even though it's like a whole, like...
Yeah, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, I'm watching the movie the first time. I was like, that's a weird take on that,
his
but whatever.
Mark Ruffalo in that film is rough.
Yeah, I like him a lot, though. I mean, like, he's good, but, like, I just didn't really like the take on the erectile dysfunction. Like you're embarrassing me, or, like, I can't do it if you keep talking to me. I need to concentrate.
Yeah,
like,
let me focus. Ugh.
Shit like that. But he's like, all right, you watch him, and he puts him behind Wong.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. 10 for Infinity War. Go ahead. Eddie, you're talking about your fucking anthology show.
Oh, yeah, Electric Dreams. I'd say they're hit or miss. Like, there are some that are fucking dope. Some, I literally was like, what was it about and why did it end there?
And it's an hour?
They're an hour.
Ooh,
I didn't watch
gamble.
Them all. I've okay. watched six of them. But
did you watch them in order?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have nothing to do with one another.
Right, yeah. Okay, anthology.
But, like,
I understand.
Three out of three are fucking incredible. They feel like a Black Mirror episode, but it's Philip K. Dick style sci-fi.
Sure.
Super dope.
Yeah. He is rich sci-fi.
Yeah. Three are just convoluted, like, why?
Okay.
Why'd this end here? You gave nothing. Like, all these mysteries, like, is this person actually dead in a simulation? And instead of being like,
yes or no,
you know, as the simulation continues, you will evolve, like, restart. Instead, it's just like, end. And you're like, wait, so was it? Why do I have to be so fucking confused at the end for it to be good sci-fi? Like,
yeah, it's
I could get a little fucking help.
Right, yeah, no, I understand that. I feel like sometimes the whole, like, well, let's let the audience choose what happens.
It gets tiresome.
I don't really like that payoff because I'm like, I feel like that's kind of lazy.
Yeah. I like, and I know this went too far, but in Revolutions, where he, like, meets the architect, and the architect's like, let me tell you every detail.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, cool, I actually get to see every purpose.
And I feel like it really enriches what you were looking at, because yeah. you didn't really understand, like, why the Matrix was.
Yeah.
Or, like, so
if there'd been more of them,
you
what
got
it
a
is.
Backstory. Yeah. You got some type of fucking, like, bow on top of the wrapped present that you've been trying to fucking figure out.
Yeah. It was... Or at least do it in a clever way to where, like Ex Machina, like, gave you stuff, but it didn't hand feed it.
Well, okay, so...
It was techie.
Inception. How do you feel about that ending? Because that's kind of like, god damn it.
Oh, like,
The spinning top.
Going or not going.
Yeah, like, were they in a dream, were they not? Who knows?
That one, I think that was kind of the whole... I don't know. There's such an allure of, like, do you know if you're dreaming? Are dreams real? What makes them different than reality? To where that ending kind of, like, suited it. But I was still like, motherfucker, did it wobble? It wobbled.
Yeah, about to say, I was like, I'd rather just know.
That fucker wobbled.
I'd just rather know,
I know
what happened.
I know. And then they're going to be like, in Inception 2.
They're never going to make that.
No. You know what they are making?
What?
A fifth season of Peaky Blinders, which is... one of the most tied with a bow series I've ever witnessed.
I have not seen season 4.
I
watched the first 3 seasons.
When you
and then it broke for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I need to watch I need to get a YouTube like seasons 1 through 3 recap and then I'll watch season 4.
If you watch season 4, all I can say is there ain't much meat left on that bone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, like, it's the kind of season that jumps ahead.
Yeah.
It's like a year later.
Right, right.
Now,
right.
Can we all find our catharsis and what happened?
Oh.
We'll live an okay life.
But like, that show does so well, and Netflix is probably like, fuck, we lost House of Cards.
It's a tight IP. Let's milk it.
And we got it. We'll pay Cillian the money. He'll come back.
It feels like almost like a...
cash grab?
You cash grab because certain things are gone.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so parts of the story that like you're like,
yeah.
That's kind of like House of Cards. But House of Cards had that sixth season had to exist because it was wrapping up that show.
Yeah.
It just sucked that they were like, we're not going to show Kevin Spacey. We're not going to let you hear his voice, but we will let someone else read his diary.
Yeah.
Did you watch season 6? So like, you know how when he talks to the camera, like throughout the whole series,
mm-hmm.
that's a recorded diary that Doug finds.
Oh, of his monologue.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought that was a really neat take. And then he plays it for Claire, like, I'm going to fuck you over. And then, like, he says the lines from the old seasons, but they never play Kevin Spacey's voice. They never show Kevin Spacey's face. They only show his hand in the coffin because he just dies in between seasons.
Yeah.
That's all they show.
And you saw that weird YouTube clip he put out, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was right after, it's probably a week ago, but it was right after his, like, fucking, like, someone, I think it's called an indictment. Like, someone said, like, yo, you are going to need to come to court. You're being charged with sexual assault.
Wow.
Officially. And it was like 12 hours after that announcement came to him. He put out a video on YouTube of him in a kitchen wearing like a tracksuit, kind of just like a chill, like,
yeah,
in his Frank Underwood character, reading a monologue to the camera. Like, not just Kevin Spacey saying, like...
wait, like the southern accent?
Yeah, he's like, so you thought I was dead, didn't you? Like, it's about 2 minutes long. It's the eeriest thing ever, because he's discussing show
sexual
politics
assault?
And sexual assault politics.
Woo.
In a vague way. Because he's like, you might hate me for what I've done, but you also seem to be hating me for what I haven't done.
Wow.
And I don't like that. I'll have the last word. Like, all this weird Frank Underwood cryptic
shit.
Does
it look, like, professionally shot?
It looks pretty good. Like, the audio is a little weird, but, like, he's in, like, a nice house, and he has a nice camera.
Okay, but that's what I was saying.
It's like one shot, though. Like, there's no movement.
Yeah.
But it's straight up kind of eerie. Like, because think about Frank Underwood, and then think of the fact that he's now going to court.
Frank Underwood's a monster, and Kevin Spacey's being painted as a monster.
And he's saying, like, you thought I was dead. Like, dude, all this shit. And, like, you know, you might want to hate me for what I have done, but you're also hating me for what I haven't done. And
that's
you're like, ew. Did you, though? Like,
yeah, that's odd. I'll definitely take a look at that. That's weird.
Yeah, that's a weird one. And then he was paparazzi. He brought them a pizza, like, a few days ago. Outside of his house, I brought him a Domino's pizza, and he's wearing a hat that says, like, retired since 17.
Oh,
I'm like, wow, he's losing it.
He really is. The last thing I saw, and I don't know if this is the last thing you saw, Aquaman.
Yeah, we saw it. Yeah, together, we were holding hands.
Yep, we held hands the whole time. No, there was a seat apart from us. But Aquaman, how'd you feel about this?
I mean, there were excellent, beautiful moments. Stupid amount of CGI. Like, it's gorgeous
the whole
looking.
Movie CGI,
it's crazy
basically.
Gorgeous looking for 99% of it. There's always, yeah, I can find a hiccup anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
Every strand of hair needed to move on every character all the time.
Yeah.
That's hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you guys. That's tough.
And there's sometimes like when, if someone's interacting with the CGI thing, like there's this part where they spin a staff. Yeah. And it looks like dog shit. Like, you can see the dude's hands holding nothing and it's spinning in front of him. Like, they couldn't have made his hands a little bit better? Like, maybe, like, blurred them?
Yeah, to where it looks like it's going, like, 12 rotations a second, but his hands are moving, like, one rotation
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's strange. And it's Willem Dafoe doing it.
Yeah, well, then it does it again, and it still looks the same. I'm like, I don't understand. But, like, scrap that. Let's do something else. But,
It's almost like the the fucking Roadrunner. Where you can still see his 2 feet kind of moving slowly, but you see the spinning tornado. Yep. Like, it's silly in that way. Meant to be.
No. I like the story. Very cookie cutter. A lot of the dumb shit from movies, cliche stuff that happens in this. But I felt Jason Momoa was really good. I like his take on Aquaman enough. It's not, like, perfect. Like, the whole, like, kind of drunk rock star, like, bum.
Which I don't know if he
drifter.
Can even leave that anymore.
No, he's...
Because he's wearing these gauntlets that I'm like, is that just your attire?
Yeah.
He had... It looked like 4 belts wrapped around his wrists.
Are you talking about, like, him
when he's just
person?
In the bar with his dad?
Oh, yeah.
Just chilling with, like, beads and fucking...
I think that's how Jason Momoa just dresses.
That's just... I'm saying that's, like, he has a tomahawk on him.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
He drinks everything out of steins, like...
More than likely, yeah.
It's just that dude, like...
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, I dig it, but I felt like it worked better in Justice League because you only got a little bit of him. You're like, oh, cool, he works well as a comedic role... On top of a badass. In this movie, it's on his shoulders and Mira's. And Mira was hit or miss most of the time. He was hit most of the time, though.
He was.
There's a couple things are just lame.
It's a good reluctant hero.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
For good reason. He's like, I assume you guys are pieces of shit. Because I think you did shit stuff.
Yeah, I think you killed my mom.
Like, I want to chill on Earth. I don't give a fuck about the sea. Mm. Then he gets down there and he's like, dude, I got a fucking water boner.
Yep.
This is fucking badass. There's a lot in it. Like, it's
2 hours
a huge movie.
What, 23 minutes long?
Yeah.
It could have been 2.
Cut that down.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, oh my God, like, I get it. But the dude that plays fucking Night Owl in Watchmen, he's the Ocean Master.
Patrick Wilson.
He's awesome in it. He's really good. Willem Dafoe's great. Everyone's like,
his dad's good, his mom's great.
Oh, Nicole Kidman, she rocks in it. And there's a scene with her at the beginning that is so sick. Who did
the submarine?
James Wan.
Yeah.
Okay, his like 360 one shot action scenes. I was like, dude, that looks fucking dope.
Like all through all 4 rooms of like a downstairs
and
house.
It's mixed CGI with practical. Like it's done super well.
Like,
I will
watching
say that
the couch flip was a couch.
Yeah, I will say that the fucking like Aqua police people looked kind of crappy. Like, they looked kind of dumb and like, I can't really walk well because these suits are dumb.
It is funny. They were like fish out of water. I'm like, they got little fucking scuba suits on.
But like,
they don't like it up here.
Not so much. I was more so saying like the actual.
They're plastic?
Like it looked kind of bad.
What's because it's real?
Yeah, it looked kind of cheese. Like, they looked bulky and dumb. Like, they couldn't run well and shit, but they tried to.
I was kind of like thinking to myself the whole time. I'm like, so Like, he talks to animals.
Fish.
Fish under the sea. Why he couldn't just control all those fish in that one battle?
Dude, okay, so...
Because he doesn't control every animal.
Right. There's a thing that, like, in those types of movies that you're like, well, wait, why wouldn't they just do this? Yeah. Like, I was watching Infinity War. I'm like, how come Doctor Strange didn't just take the turn back, like, Eye of Agamondu, right when Thanos shows up and turns it back and just keeps looping that until they figure out a way to kill him?
Yeah, or go back to when he literally is inceptioned.
I don't think the Eye of Agamondu can go all the way back in time. It kind of seems like, you know how he like bends reality to where it like just goes back a little bit? I think there's a certain amount he can go back.
Oh, okay. There's a threshold for that.
Yeah, something.
Futures, though, he's looking only at like the next few days.
Yeah, well, he says that
he looks at 14 million futures.
Right.
He's only talking about like...
Yeah, it's almost like he can like see around the corner or go back a little bit. Because like that whole fight scene in Doctor Strange, like when Tokyo's going down, or I think it's Tokyo, he like rebuilds the buildings, but it doesn't go back to like when the 20-year-old that just got hit by a car was born.
Yeah.
That
right.
sort of thing.
That's cool.
But like when
he
they land...
He could put him in a loop.
Yeah, but when they land, why not just be like, boom.
Right.
Eye of Agamondu, like...
Yeah.
Be like, I'm just going to keep beating fucking... What's his name? Ebony Maw.
Put him on the fucking moon with fucking
I will
Dormammu.
Say, Dormammu, I have a bargain or some shit. The part where Spider-Man shows up for the first time, and like the Avengers are already fighting. They're not really in their suits. Iron Man just put on his nanotech, and then Spider-Man's on the bus.
Yeah, with his arm on the seat.
Yeah, and he looks down at the hair and then looks back, and then he
Ned, taps his friend. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, hey, create a distraction. And then he goes, oh my God, we're all going to die. The aliens are invading. And he hops out of the bus and puts on his mask and starts swinging, but like he's in his school attire with the mask.
Yeah.
One of the dopest. And then he gets there and he's like, oh, Mr. Stark, what's happening?
Oh, and he's like happy too. He's like screaming while he's like sliding across the water.
But then he goes into the park and he sees Tony and he's like, Mr. Stark, what's going on? And he's like, find the wizard.
Yeah, bad guys from space want to kill a wizard.
Yeah. It's so
that's the wizard, kid, get him.
Yeah, it's so good, man. That movie is so fucking amazing.
He is funny. He's like, I don't want to hear it. And he's like, I just thought it was going to be a far way back. Now I gotta hear it. Okay.
Aquaman though, I give it like a 7, maybe even like a 6.5. It's not amazing, but it's gorgeous to look at.
I'll agree with you, because that was like, it was, they did stupid good stuff with what water
that
looks
goes on
like.
Netflix, I'd probably watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah, but that being said, like, there's really great species that you learn nothing about. And
yeah, there was a,
that's
they,
cool.
They made
great.
A rich world, but then like kind of like cut their nose off to spite their face because they didn't go into it. They were like, no, you need to know about more about this fucking trident that he's going to get.
Yeah, you want to hear more about the history of
guy. Here's a fucking 40-minute part where they seek a trident in the desert. Oh, my God. Like, cut, like, the fucking bullshit of the sand and, like...
Oh, even the plane ride.
Chit-chatting
and...
Like, I was like, I don't need the character building of this portion, but they really... Ah, man, movies just... That's, like, I feel like that's the worst part about movies is, like, when they... character build and miss that.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't give a fuck about this.
You still don't.
Yeah. And you're just like, this didn't work. Like, it didn't help me.
But I wonder if because we're just such keen observers, dude, we're not part of the mass. And the mass goes, I love Jason Momoa. Him and Amber Heard are just the best.
I guess.
I'm in love with that
He might
couple.
Be right with that. I mean,
yeah. Like, masses, millions, were part of a small demographic that goes, yeah, it was force-fed horseshit. Wasting my time.
What else you see?
I also saw This Is It. It's the Michael Jackson documentary.
Oh, I heard that's really good.
I've seen it twice now. So I saw it once when it like came out.
Yeah.
And then it's on Netflix now. It's about his world tour called This Is It. It was going to be his last tour.
Yeah.
And it's just a chronicling of him rehearsing almost, it's like an hour and a half of just his songs, him singing them, him talking to the crew, training people, teaching them how to play the riffs and shit. He's like, no, like, I want the bass to be like harder, like 1, 2, then like he like teaches everyone that interviews with him too. They're like, he's ridiculous. Like he knows more about the tempo and the timing of these songs than
for sure
these musicians that come in with the liner notes. Like, they can read the music, but he makes it better every day on the spot.
That's kind of, I heard like how Prince was too.
It's just stupid.
Like they were like legit, like the upper echelon of musicians.
Yeah. They hear it and other even musicians are like, well, what? Like, why? It's on point.
It's like, but it's not.
But it's not. Like, I need it to be a little wavier. They're like, what? He's like, here, do it. Play it like this.
I want to check that out. What do you get?
Yeah. 9 out of 10. It's pretty awesome. And at the very end, you get to see fucking
him die.
Yep. You just see him in the bed. Dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
No, that doctor went to jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Like fucking like.
That's malpractice.
Real bad. It was all like sleeping meds for his insomnia.
Yeah, I know.
Like nothing crazy. And it was administered by that doctor.
Yeah, but like it somehow it became malpractice because like he was mixing other things with it that like shouldn't have been or something like
something
that.
Something like that. Like the doctor knew he had a limit or a tolerance.
And he gave him more.
And even though he bitched, like, yeah. I can't sleep, fucking dude. Like, hook me up. Like, kill make me sleep. And the doctor's like, you'll sleep forever.
Yeah, dirt nap.
Yeah.
What else you see?
Just our other two.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's hop into Testatoni Reindeer Games. We're gonna have to make this a little quick.
When do you gotta leave?
I gotta be at work at 4. It's 3. So like we like 10 minutes. Let's do it.
What do you have for 50 minutes?
What? I gotta let Norn out. I gotta feed him. I got shit to do, bro.
You gonna have a smoke?
Yeah, I'll have a smoke with you. Okay. Reindeer Games. I like Charlize Theron a lot in this, and she's kind of bad at the same time.
She's young.
She's kind of bad, though, right?
Yes.
Like, she's not the greatest actress in
it. So is the guy who played fucking Lieutenant Dan was not that good.
Yeah, he's actually way rough. When he's playing the guitar riff on the jukebox, I was like, this is
lame. And then he taps the jukebox to shut it up.
Yeah, it kicks it.
Fuck me.
Yeah, there's parts in this movie that are fucking awful. But there are really... Ben Affleck, dude, like... This is like right at like the near beginning of his career, and you can tell because like you can see little lines of Ben Affleck. Same thing with Phantoms. You're like, I guarantee that was ad-libbed.
Yeah.
But you can just kind of tell like there's a smugness about him that happens. And like, I don't know, his reluctance to help them and stuff like that. Reindeer Games, I actually really enjoyed. I give this movie like a 7.5.
I was going to say, in terms of like its entertainment value for when it came out, it'd have been a blast in the theater.
I honestly think that like I wouldn't have liked it when it came out, but now looking at it and like looking like, oh, look at Ben and Charlize, so they're so young and dumb and bad, and like it's almost like cheeky.
It is
shitty
funny, like that an Academy Award winning actor and actress did that because it was young Hollywood.
Yeah, sure.
But also she's like, I'll do gratuitous nudity.
She does a lot. Yeah, that
she's
blew my
just
mind.
Like, yeah, I don't mind. Like it helps the story. Yeah, sure, Charlize,
yeah,
come on.
It was weird. Like I was like, wow, I can't believe she's nude in this. And
yeah, for no reason, really.
Yeah, it was just a sex scene to put up. And I think Affleck shows his ass or some shit.
Like,
but yeah, the movie, I think, is highly watchable. It's like so, to me, it's like almost so bad it's good.
It's
so
such
cheese.
A strange, it's almost like Con Air. Like you're like, oh, I've never seen it like that. Like, oh, this guy's bitching about being a truck driver and like, it's someone who's in prison, and she wrote him letters, but she knows she's conning the right prisoner because that prisoner worked in a
casino. There's a way convoluted thing that happens in this, and there's like three turns that happen, and you're like, wait, what? Wait, what? Wait, what? Like, it's so dumb, but so good. I don't know, dude. I really enjoy it. That was a fun watch for me, and that's a long fucking movie.
I think
movie.
It's like it kind of rubs me like Long Kiss Goodnight. Like, it's just like kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stupid acting some of the times, like, Gina Davis and Samuel Jackson are fucking ridiculous in that movie, but it's still a fucking like cool time, and it's very smart enough.
What do you give Reindeer Games?
Like a 7.5.
Wow. When you first, you were like, yeah, it's a long watch. I was like,
it
oh,
is
shit,
a long watch.
He did not like it. I fell asleep during
it. It is a 2-hour movie.
I fell asleep during it, and I fell asleep for an hour, and then I had to go back and watch the hour again. I was like, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just, you could, like you said, three turns, you could have condensed them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But,
7.5
is, yeah.
I think, it's such a fun, stupid movie. All right, let's hop into movie of the week. We watch Band of Robbers. Dude, I fucking love this movie. If you have not seen Band of Robbers, it's on Netflix right now. It is so good. The dude that plays fucking...
Huck Finn?
No.
Tom Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer. The cop, he's incredible.
The main cocky, yeah.
Yeah, he is so good. He's like a cocky dude that like is scrawny and like isn't good at anything really, but has these like awesome dreams. The main, like... vein of this movie, like the storyline of it, and like Tom like trying to be what he is, and the ending was so powerful.
Yeah,
like, and the movie's so funny. It's a blast. It's like a fucking, you said it was a modern day telling of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. I don't remember any of this.
Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn in our time.
Yeah,
like that's all I was saying.
So just their names then.
Well, yeah, like he's Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. Huck Finn was like a fucking bandit, like a homeless fucking drifter.
Yeah.
He's a prison.
Okay.
Like, he just got out of prison.
Yeah.
Versus Tom Sawyer is like a fucking goody two shoes.
I was waiting for like fence painting and
no,
like.
No, dumbass.
Like,
oh, what? Like fucking like
rafts?
Yeah, rafts and the N word.
Yeah, a lot of that. None like, of that.
No, I'm more so.
It's
I mean,
mainly
like,
Mexicans that they kept saying.
Do you think
that's why they kept saying Mexicans?
I don't know.
If that was like a nod to the old book of like the racism that was in it?
I don't know, but No, I think that those characters lend themselves to the archetype of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn and Injun Joe, like all those
Injun
people.
Injun Joe is awesome. The whole movie's about basically like Tom and Huck are been looking for this treasure for their whole lives. They find out what might lead them to it, and they create a heist on a pawn shop, and then like hilarity and fucking adventure ensues. The movie is fantastic.
I had already watched like 30 minutes of it when I recommended it to you,
because
I thought you'd like it from that first 30 minutes. I'm like, I think he's gonna fucking dig this comedy.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting the comedy. The kid that plays Huckleberry is the dude from Red State, the main kid from Red State, and I like him a lot. I think he's gonna go on to be like a Ben Foster.
Ooh,
I really do, because like I think this dude, he's like a working actor. He'll take roles that like aren't like huge in the limelight, but like he kills them.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think that kid's good. You're like, keep an eye on him.
Keep an eye on that one.
He's going places. But yeah, and the kid that played Tom, I really hope to see him in more shit, because he was awesome too. The whole movie flows well. It was like an hour and a half long, like a good, solid, like you got everything you wanted.
Fun adventure, yeah.
Yeah, I give it like a 8.
Yeah, I give it like an 8 out of 10. It's a blast. It's not like the greatest comedy or the greatest adventure of all time, but
it works. I had low expectations, but it works so well, because I was like, I don't even know what the fuck this is going to be about.
I know. But I was like, I think the comedy will cheer you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's
because I know you, dude.
Yeah, you do. It's like a charm factory, that movie.
Yeah.
Like, they're very charming with all of them. Like, the three friends and Hannibal Buress is in it.
Yeah.
He's really good. Like, and he's just Hannibal Buress too, so it's awesome. God.
Yeah.
All right, so next week we will be doing Test of Tony Mars Attacks, and movie of the week will be Silver Linings Playbook. I've seen both those.
You have?
Yeah. Well, I
know you've seen Mars Attacks. I didn't know if you'd seen Silver Linings Playbook. That's why I asked.
I've watched part of it. That's with Jennifer Lawrence and fucking the
Bradley Cooper.
The raccoon, yeah.
Yep, the raccoon. That raccoon asshole.
Not the director of A Star Is Born. Fucking
Not the accomplished actor.
The raccoon, Rocket. Yeah, we got him.
Raccoon voice.
All right, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball.
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.